Good afternoon and welcome to KILJ's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information. As we approach the month of April and wrap up Severe Weather Awareness Week, Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management issue flood awareness information. A flood is the most common natural disaster in the world, and flooding typically occurs when prolonged rain falls over several days, when intense rain falls over a short period of time, or when an ice or debris jam causes a river or stream to overflow onto the surrounding area. Flash floods are the most dangerous kinds of floods because they combine the destructive power of a flood with extraordinary speed. Flash floods occur when heavy rainfall exceeds the ability of the ground to absorb it. You should be aware of flood hazards no matter where you live, but especially if you live in low-lying areas near water or downstream from a dam. Even very small streams, gullies, creeks, culverts, dry stream beds, or low-lying ground that appear harmless in dry weather can flood. Driving through flooded streets is never advised. Each year, more deaths occur due to flooding than from any other thunderstorm-related hazards. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that over half of all flood-related drownings occur when a vehicle is driven into hazardous floodwater. The next highest percentage of flood-related deaths is due to walking into or near floodwaters. Never drive around the barriers blocking a flooded road. The road may have collapsed under that water. A mere 6 inches of fast-moving floodwater can knock over an adult. It takes just 12 inches of rushing water to carry away most cars, and just 2 feet of rushing water can carry away SUVs and trucks. It is never safe to drive or walk into floodwaters. We bring the month of March to an end this week, and according to the National Weather Service, we will be welcoming April with rain showers. Springtime in the KILJ listening area brings lots of fun community events.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way.
Main Street Mount Pleasant's Easter egg hunt is Saturday, April the 4th at 10 a.m. Candy donations for this event are still needed. Individually wrapped pieces of candy to stuff eggs can be dropped off at the Mount Pleasant Chamber Office or Main Street Mount Pleasant by Wednesday. The city of Trenton, Iowa holds their annual Easter egg hunt from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday, April the 4th. Gather at the Trenton Park for the egg hunt at 10. Breakfast will be for sale from Wesley Chapel. The Mount Pleasant Fire and Rescue Department annual pancake breakfast is from 6 to 10 a.m. at the fire station on Saturday morning. Firefighters will be serving up all-you-can-eat pancakes, whole hog sausage, fresh coffee, cold milk, and OJ. The breakfast is a free will donation. Have a delicious breakfast, visit with friends, and support the Mount Pleasant Fire and Rescue Department, serving our community with pride. And after you chow down on some breakfast, head on over to Central Park for Main Street Mount Pleasant's annual Easter egg hunt. They're underway at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. The Relay for Life team is hosting an Easter gift and bake sale at Kramer's Gas and Grocery in Salem, 108 South Maple Street, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Gifts, baskets, toys, and baked goods. Join in supporting the American Cancer Society and pick up some fun Easter gifts and treats. No one walks alone. Sunday, April the 5th is Easter Sunday. We have a couple of church services to note. The Calvary Baptist Church Easter service will begin at 9:30 on Sunday morning. Please note this is earlier than the church's usual 10:30 a.m. service. And the Danville Methodist Church invites the community to celebrate Easter Sunday worship on April the 5th at 10 a.m. Thank you for joining KILJ Radio for this week's Focus program. I'm Lisa Griglio. Have a great week.